This podcast is brought to you by the Islamic Center at NYU. For more information, visit our website at www.icnyu.org.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-awalin wa al-akhirin, sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's great to be with you here on behalf of the Islamic Center of New York University. And we pray that each and every one of you is safe, sound, your iman is strong, your health is well, your finances are sufficient, and your eyes, inshallah, are on Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khayrukum man hudiya al-Islam wa ruziqa bil-kafaf. That the best one of you are those who have been guided to Islam, has been given sufficiency and wealth in life, and is pleased with that. Today is Juneteenth, and of course, this is a day in which we recognize the day of independence for Black America in particular. We know that this is a time for others who have been engaged in systematic racism or bias towards Black Americans to atone for their sins. America needs to make collective tawbah for the crimes it has committed against all kinds of people. And people are starting to wake up, alhamdulillah. As Allah says in the Quran, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Repent to Allah. All of you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you will all believers be successful. And let us not by any means imagine that the stain of racism has not fallen upon our white turbans, our white thobes, or our white abayas. We as a community are also not completely free of perpetuating and contributing to post-colonial, Eurocentric white supremacy. We, in our marriages, in our social and cultural norms, off the minbar, off the auto-tune when religion is turned off, we find that oftentimes the subtle anti-Blackness becomes much more explicit within our community. The reason I say that is this is Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And Yawm al-Jumu'ah has a very special place in our theology and in our history. And that is that this is the day that Adam, alayhi salam, was created. In fact, the authentic hadith that Adam alayhi salatu salam was created on Yawm al-Jum'ah bain Salat al-Asri wa Salat al-Maghrib, that his creation occurred between Asr and Maghrib. And the creation is an incredible story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah says and announces to the angels, I am going to create a khalifa. Of course, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the pin, then the arsh, then the heavens, then the earth, then the malaika, and then the jinn. And then the jinn were moved from the earth by the malaika, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. The authentic hadith states that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this announcement, this proclamation that I'm going to make a khalifa, the malaika were amazed. قَالُوا أَتَجَعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. There is a number of ways to understand this verse, but oftentimes people don't understand it correctly because of context. And that is that they were not referring to us as being blood spillers and causes of corruption.
But the only thing the angels knew before the creation of human beings was jinn. And it is mentioned by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that the jinn that were upon the earth created fasad and spilt blood. So they're in awe asking in this way, like, another creation may do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commands the malaika to gather dirt, the turab. And that's why in the Quran, there's no contradiction. You may find sometimes it says red clay, sometimes it says black clay, sometimes it uses the word mud, haman mas'un, kind of like a reddish clay. There's different colors used to describe how Adam was created, because the hadith of Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered all of the malaika to gather all of the different hues of dirt to make Adam. It's sad to see some Muslim leaders cowardly wavering in their religious and prophetic responsibility to remove the metaphoric knee off Mr. Floyd's neck and somehow try to justify why Muslims should not support Black America, why Muslims should turn their back on BLM. Have they not read the story of Adam alayhi salatu salam and understood that there is a responsibility religiously to stand against any form of racism or bigotry when our own father was made from every color? And the word Adam is from Udum, which by the way means black. But we take a very important lesson as we see people beginning to waver in their stance, the legacy that Malcolm left us as a community, and begin to, in flowery language, big theological terms, and cool kind of, you know, ijazat and all of this stuff, support the system of white supremacy, inadvertently perhaps. So the first lesson we take from the story of Adam is that we have to really reflect on the fact that there is a liberation involved in his creation. Every color was used to make Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam. The other lesson that we'll focus, and I don't want to take a lot of your time, and I know that I tend to get a little upset when I see people justifying power that's being used in a wrong way. But the word Khalifa has two meanings, as mentioned by Al-Qadi Al-Iji, and as mentioned by some of our ulama. The word Khalifa means to succeed one another, but also means to administrate, to rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to administrate the affairs of the earth, to be responsible in it. So Sayyidina Adam is made from all colors. Allahu Akbar. The second thing about Sayyidina Adam that's very important is that we learn in the lesson between Shaitan and Adam something profound. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every child of Adam that's born, there is a child of Shaitan. Allahu Akbar. This is an authentic hadith. And we know that after Allah created Adam for 40 years, the hadith said, he stood like a mannequin. There was no life in him. And Shaitan was amazed at this creation. And he began to go in all of the orifices of Adam, through his mouth, through his nose, through his ears, through his anus. And he would say, this is an incredible creation. What is this creation for? He didn't know. And then Allah nafakha fihi min ruh. Fa'idha nafakhtu min ruhi. When I breathe into him life, فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَجِدِينَ Surah Hud. Then prostrate to him in Surah Ra'd, excuse me. Prostrate to him. The life that Allah gave Adam is something that we cherish. And I've mentioned this in previous khutbahs that in the Arabic language, Arabs would name something by what it does. So human beings are called nafs, because the word nafas means to breathe. Literally, that's the function. of our life is caused by breath. Where is Muslim liberation theology, the theology of emancipation that should be carried by us in the face of a religion that names human beings based on the central purpose of their life is to breathe? And now we see these brothers and sisters in the streets, and we hear George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe," because when you kill one who breathes, it's like you kill all who breathe. كَمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Powerful in Islam that human beings are named nafs, anfus, because we breathe, not the nafus. The last lesson, as I mentioned earlier, is that for every child of Adam, there's a child of Shaitan. What are the qualities of the children of Shaitan? What are the qualities of the children of Adam? The first quality of Shaitan, after arrogance and envy, is bigotry. أَنَا خَيْرُ مِنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينِ. I'm better than him. You made me from fire, you made him from clay. To be a child of Shaitan would be to carry the baggages of bigotry and racism left to us by the devil. Whereas to be a child of Adam is to be the opposite, is to appreciate that all colors, ikhtilaf, al-sinatikum wa alwanikum, the Quran says, that the differences in your tongue and in your colors are all ayah min ayatillah, are all signs of Allah. Color should not lead us to hatred. Color should lead us to worship Allah. Differences in color shouldn't cause us to feel better than others. They should cause us to feel humble in front of this incredible transcendent power. So the last lesson is that we should ask ourselves, if we look at our lives now, how we live, how we spend our money, our attitudes socially, our attitudes culturally, what do we perpetuate in our places of work? What do we work for in society? Are we children of Adam? Or are we children of Shaitan? Are we the children of Adam alayhi salam? Or the children of Shaitan la'natullah? So alhamdulillah, three important lessons that we can take from the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam. Number one is that our faith equips us with a power to engage the challenges that we see facing America in particular. The long-standing, deeply embedded, anti-black ethos that permeates America is antithetical to Islam. Number two is, the Khalifa is the one that not only succeeds, but administrates. Number three is, are we children of Adam? Do we follow the footsteps of our father and our mother, Hawa? Or do we follow in the footsteps of Shaitan? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand how easy it is to perpetuate systems of anti-blackness, especially in a world that's been created for it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us truly be just. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the people of Yemen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and relieve the incredible challenges that the Yemeni people are facing. Al-Iman Yemeni wal-Hikma Yemeniya. We ask Allah to allow us to be thinkers. Our religion is not so we can, I have a problem if we only study Islam to live in the past, then what are we going to leave for those generations who come after us? The power of Islam is not to settle what happened between Imam Malik and one of the great scholars. The power we have is to make ourselves responsible for our Islam now. In the face of public executions of black men and women, where is the voice? And to see Muslim leadership, some Muslim leadership, waver on this issue, just say you're scared. Don't try to decorate it with cool language. Just say, I'm scared. I'm scared of white systems. I'm scared I may be hurt. Then be quiet. One of the scholars said, إِنَّ مِنَ الْمَسَائِلْ جَوَابُهَا سَكُوتْ. There are some questions, the best answer is not to say anything. Like, don't try to justify turning your back as a coward on BLM or on the struggle of Black America, right? Or the struggle of the oppressed, whether it's Black Americans or Palestinians, whether it's children on the border in America or children in sweatshops overseas, when you dismiss the crimes of white America. And I'm saying this as a white man. When you dismiss those crimes with flowery theological language, you align yourself with shaitanic power. So it would be better just to say, I'm scared. Wallahi, I'll respect you more. But be careful, brothers and sisters, because the test shows you who's Benedict Arnold. The test shows you who's the hypocrite. The test shows you who couldn't change Qiblas. The test shows you who didn't believe the prophet when he made Isra and Mi'raj. The test shows you the true constitution of who people really are. That's why Allah says, Tamhis liyumahhis Allahu ladina. Allah will purge the believers of those who are not worthy of being amongst them. And no matter how much somebody knows and how much they claim to know, if they cannot find the empathy to nuance the intersectionality that exists in certain communities today, and the ability to see through evil and work with good, be careful. Be careful. So the test, pay attention to what people's positions are, man. Pay attention to where people say right now. Call those leaders to task who didn't go out and protest if they could. Call those leaders to task. Maybe they couldn't protest for reasons. That's okay. Who dissuaded free people from protesting. Oh, protesting is haram. Who confused legitimate nasiha with sedition. It wasn't the people that had been rioting in America. It's the police that have been rioting in America. It's not the people that are rioting. The people didn't push down a 75-year-old man. The people didn't attack people in a car in New York. The people didn't beat up people because of race and shoot them in Atlanta because they have a taser. Who's rioting in this situation? So to be a Muslim leader and say, La ilaha illallah, and not to care about the most vulnerable in the face of power, I'm not going to say much more about that situation. But just remember, remember the positions that people took in this moment. So we stand together, alhamdulillah, in the tradition of Malcolm, our Sheikh, our Imam, Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, rahimahullah. We stand in the tradition of great Black leadership in this country who paved the way for all of us, whether we're in the burbs or the hood. We are able to experience Islam largely because of the sacrifice and struggles of Black women and Black men, as well as amazing immigrant men and women of color who came in the 60s and built these institutions and sacrificed their money. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us truly on prophetic justice. We ask Allah to make us the children of Adam, not the children of Shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us reflect on this day of Juneteenth, that especially those of us like myself, we come from certain races that have the ability to perpetuate horrible pain on people. Let us not feel sorry for ourselves and make ourselves part of the story. But how can you now switch that into becoming an ally? Sacrifice. Struggle. We saw in the last protest, young Americans. That was prophetic. In the face of a pandemic, young Black Americans. Young Americans from third and second, third, fourth generation, young Americans who are white, came together to collectively denounce what is happening to people in this country, to denounce an economy which is based on, subhanAllah, Look at the loans that were supposed to be given out to us. Now they won't even tell us where that money went. I don't know one small business owner that got money from the government who stood out as young Americans in the office of prophethood and demanded justice, even sacrificing their own health. I have more respect for them than I do someone with a nice outfit and degrees from Ezhar who can somehow use flowery religious language to tell us that BLM is completely wrong. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I never heard them say the leader of Egypt is completely wrong. I never heard them say the leader of the UAE is completely wrong. I never heard them say the leader of America is completely wrong, but BLM is completely wrong. Who you work for, bro? Who you work for, bro? Who's buying that kufi that you got on your head? And that's the kind of approach that we need to use when talking about this kind of stuff. Talking about this kind of thing. When 50% of American Muslims are black, most of us like myself, we took shahada at the hands of black people. I memorized the Quran on the hand of a black man. And many of them did too. But when it came to facing the power structure of America, you got a lot of nice flowery things to talk about. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us truly the children of Adam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the Salihin. We ask Allah to make us understand that prophethood demands social sacrifice. The office of prophethood demands economic, political, and social struggle. That's just how it is. That's how it works. You can't be prophetic and be unjust. And to have a problem with any race is to have a problem in your tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us with our father Adam alayhi salatu salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us back as a family, as a community of human beings that will work for good and administer the affairs of the earth in their proper way. We ask Allah to help us as Muslims deal with our own problematic notions of race and problematic notions of gender. Can you believe masjids opened up and said women can't come? I understand there's a space issue. Make space for both. Some masjids opened up and said, you know, only the men can come, women can't. Do you understand what that means? How that undermines young generations of people? That's incredibly insane. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become those willing to sacrifice themselves for others. We are happy to see that our DACA family have been protected by the grace of Allah. We celebrate with you. We are overjoyed to know that most of our prophets were refugees, that the refugees are being, alhamdulillah, inshallah, taken care of. We ask Allah to bring a great ending to this. We pray for our Black American brothers and sisters who remember this day. This is an incredibly important day, Juneteenth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be true allies and understand that, you know, there's a lot of pain in the history of this country. And we need to take that pain and translate it into making a better future. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين الله سبحانه وتعالى انصرنا وثبتنا لحق يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah to help and cure our brother Imam Khalid. You know, he has some issues, told him getting old, man. You start to have some of those back and neck issues. That's because you're getting old. Alhamdulillah, the gravity starts to take its toll. We ask Allah to cure you, Akhi, and to bless Priya and bless Kareem and Medina. Pray for Amira, alhamdulillah, Sister Hana, Sister Sheikha Aisha Prime, Sheikh Fayaz and his family. We ask Allah to bring us all back together soon here at the ICNYU. You know, I'm in Brooklyn right now, and it's like, wow, man, Brooklyn, you know, to be in Brooklyn is a great feeling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back together, inshallah, in this life and the next. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the people of Haqq. And again, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Yemen and all over the world. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
If you would like to listen to more, please donate to www.icnyu.org/donate. For more of our virtual programs, go to www.icnyu.org/classes. If you have any questions, email us at info@icnyu.org.